Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Kuf, seven lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Tesamah Beis, and previously we saw machlikas between Shmuel and Rabbi Echran, as Shmuel taught us, if someone goes over to Reuven, who is a Sheichet, and he gives him an animal to Shecht, and Reuven Shechts the animal, and he causes it to become an Avela, Shmuel holds it doesn't make a difference if the Sheichet was a professional, or he was a Hedyot, and it doesn't make a difference if the professional was receiving wages, or if he was doing so for free. In all cases, it's considered a Pesheya, and therefore, the Sheichet would be hired to pay for damages to the person who gave him this animal. However, Rabbi Yechon held that although it's true that a hedid would be a pesheya, as he shouldn't have gone and shechted, since he's only a hedid and he's not a baki and he's not an expert. However, when an expert shechts an animal and he causes it damages and it becomes an avela, that must have been an oinus, as no one would have been able to do a better job. Therefore, if the umran did not receive wages for performing the shechita, then you can't be mechayif him for damages because he's only considered like a shay mechinam. If Reuven was paid for his services, then Reuven is considered shay mechinam, and therefore be chayev ba'insin. Gemara now continues. Itma, we learned hamar dina l'shulchani v'nim tzera. If Shimon either bought something from Reuven or he owed Reuven money, and therefore he gave Reuven money, and now Reuven took that money and he went to a money changer in order to find out if this money is actually valid and current currency, and therefore he could accept it or not. Money changer advised Reuven that he could accept a coin, and then we find out that this coin is actually a bad coin. Reuven now wants to go back to the money changer and claim that the money changer owes him money, as Reuven can't find the original buyer, and he can't find the original borrower, or the person went to Medina Siyam, and therefore he can't recollect that money. That we learned in one brisa that if the money changer was a hedyot, then the money changer would be chayiv because he was a pesheya, as he shouldn't have given advice to Reuven. However, if the money changer was an expert, then we consider the money changer to be an oinus, and therefore he will not be chayiv to pay Reuven back. And l'chayiv, this brisa is going according to the Shita Rabbi Echran that we just mentioned. And we learned in another brisa, Bein Uman Ben Hedyot Chayiv, that doesn't make a difference if the money changer was an expert or he was a Hedyot. In either case, the money changer will be Chayiv, as we consider the money changer to be a Pesheya. The Gemara continues, Amar Papa, and Rapapa states, Ki Tanya Uman Pata Kagoyin Dankuv Isa, that when we said in the first brisa that if it would have been an expert money changer, then it will be Pata as he's considered Oidis, that is only talking about a money changer that is as expert as these people named Dankuv Isa, and Rashi says, that they don't have to learn anything and they really know everything about coinage, and therefore certainly they're considered insin. However, if someone is an uman but he's not a great uman, then over there we would consider him like a hedit, and therefore he would be chayiv as he would be considered a pesheya. And it seems our Papa is telling us that both the first brisa and the second brisa is going according to the Shita Rabbi Echran, even though in the second brisa we learned that bein uman bein hedit chayiv, and Rabbi Echran said a uman would be pata, that is because in the second brisa we're not talking about someone that was a major expert, and therefore even Rabbi Yechon would agree that that umod would be chayiv l'shalim, as we would consider him a pesheya. And let's see the bottom thesis on the Omid Diba Masel v'tani idach bein umen ben hedit chayiv. And thesis bothered the l'chayra. Previously we stated that according to Rabbi Yechon, there is a chil between an umod that doesn't get paid where he's considered ines and therefore he'd be pata, and an umod that does get paid where he'd be considered a shay mesachar and therefore he would be chayiv b'insin. And l'chayra, if so, why Rav Papa have to respond that both brises could be going according to Rabbi Yechon? And the reason why the second brise states bein uman ben hedit chayiv is because the second brise is talking about a case where the uman wasn't a major uman and he wasn't on the same level of expertise as Danku v'Isar. And Taisus explains l'shayachach l'shnuya kan b'schach kan b'chinam k'n mishani gabi shchita, the curse bat be'ah, is when dealing with expertise regarding coins and in recognizing coins, we're understood that tzarech b'kiyas gadol v'less l'il mechzim ein baki k'danku v'Isar, that certainly over there you have to become a major bucky, and if you're not considered a major bucky, then you have no business looking at these coins and giving advice, and therefore certainly in this case we could say that once you're not a bucky like Danku v'Isa, then the Shulchani would be chayiv. And the Gemara is El B'mai Toil, that if they were an expert like Danku v'Isa, where they know everything and Leitzrich L'migma Klal, so L'chayr, how is it that they made a mistake, and how is it possible that this Shulchani told this person that this dinar is a valid dinar, and then he was wrong? And the Gemara answers Toil B'sich Sechata, that he shaited nothing but to say Sechsa, that the case of the Brisa of Amar Dina L'Shulchani V'nim Sirah was talking about a scenario where the Dina that Reuven brought to the Shulchani was a newly formed and newly minted type of coin, and as the Gemara states that he shaited enough in Matuse Sichsa, that that was the first time that it actually came from the stamping of new coins. Therefore, although they were professionals and they were experts like Danku v'Isa, it was still possible for them to make a mistake. The money changer was not yet an expert on this specific coin, and therefore the Chedvini is Pata. And here we have to explain that even though notice was a new coin, and maybe we should have said that the Uman shouldn't have looked at it, and he should say that I'm not an expert and I don't know. However, Lemaisa, since no one else could have done this job better, and there was no one else that actually knew more about this coin than the Shulchani, then that is also considered Einis, and therefore the Shulchani is Pata. The Gemara continues, and let's remember that Rav was the nephew of Reb Chiya, as we saw in Masechtas Pesachim, and also as Rashi tells us over here, that Rav Shemig Nazar Shal Reb Chiya Doidei Hava, that Rav was the treasurer of Reb Chiya's treasury, and Reb Chiya was, of course, his uncle, as we mentioned. And the Gemara tells us, hey, so that Chazi Dinul Reb Chiya, there was a woman who came and showed a din to Reb Chiya, who was an expert in seeing coins on Amalah, and Reb Chiya said to her, Mal Yehu, that is a good coin, and you could accept it. And the Gemara tells us, L'mocha Asay L'kamei, V'amalei, Achzisei, V'amalei Bishuhu, V'loi Konafikli. And the next day, this woman came back to Reb Chiya, and she said that she took it to the marketplace, and she wanted to buy something with this coin, and the sellers wouldn't accept this coin, as it wasn't considered a valid coin, and she therefore tainted that Reb Chiya caused her loss, and she wanted Reb Chiya to pay for his loss, and Amalei L'Rav, so Reb Chiya said to Rav, Zil Chalfi Nalei, Uksev HaMekase, Dein Eisei Bish, that go and take this money from her, and go and exchange it for other money, and you should write on my ledger that this was a bad transaction. And as Rashi explains, Shal Iske Chinam Ani Mafsid Shalei Hoyli L'Roisa, that since I really shouldn't have even looked at it, and there was no benefit of me looking at this coin for her, therefore it's considered a bad deal for me. And the Gemara continues and asks, So Maishna Danku V'Issa De Petiri Mishum Dlei Tzrich L'Migba, why is it that we stated beforehand that when Danku V'Issa would make a mistake, that they would be Pata because they knew everything about being a Shochri and about money, and therefore was an Einis Gomor? And the Gemara asks, Rav Chiya Nami Lav L'Migba Kabai, Rav Chiya was also on their level, and he didn't have to learn anything new, and therefore he should also be considered an Einis Gomor, and he should have been Pata. And the Rajba says, Ikla Meimo De Meidi Haviyadei De Rav Chiya Loi Tzarech L'Melech De Baki Hoya K'Danku V'Issa, either the Gemara had some sort of Kabbalah and they knew that Reb Chiya was a Baki just like Danku V'Issa. Then the Rajba brings another pshat, Inami Iklameimba, or you could say, the Mistoma Ilav de Mumcha Shapir, Loi Havimachas Nafshal Sveika. If not for the fact Reb Chiya would have been a great expert, then he wouldn't have gotten involved in the Suffolk at all. And the Gemara answers Reb Chiya Lefnim Meshuas Hadinu David, that in Chanami Reb Chiya was not Chayiv to give it his Dina, as Lemaisa he was a Baki just like Danku V'Issa, and even so he gave her back this money because he wanted to act Lefnim Meshuas Hadin. And the Gemara continues, where do we see this concept and where is the Makar full of Lefnim Meshuas Hadin? K'tani Rabbi Yisef, as Rabbi Yisef taught us from a Braisa, the Pasuk of Pashas Yisro states, when Yisro is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, V'zata esam esachukim v'sateris, v'idatlam esaderech yelchuba, v'samaisa asheyasun, and we dash in the words of the Pesukim as follows, v'idatlam lahem zeb beis chayayim, that when the Pasuk says that you should inform them, that is referring to the Torah, that they should make sure to sin and learn in a beis hamedrish, esaderech zu gemilis chasadim, and when the Pasuk says, the way, that's referring to gemilis chasadim, and the Mashal Masechet Bava Metzi explains that the reason why Derech refers to Gemilas Chasadim is because a person is supposed to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we learn Mahu Afata. We know that Torah Tichlas Gemilas Chasadim and Sefer Gemilas Chasadim, and therefore the Derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Gemilas Chasadim. And when the Pasuk says Yelchu Zu Bikacholim, that's referring to Bikacholim, where a person travels and goes, and Bar Zu Kfura, and when the Pasuk says Bar, it's referring to Kfura, and the Mashal Masechet Bava Metzi once again states that the reason why Bar refers to Kfura, because a person goes and does Kfura, he's doing a Chesed Shel Emes, and he's not doing it for any potential gain, and therefore he's doing it for Bar, for the mitzvah itself, and for no other side benefits. As a Maisa Zadin, and when the Pasuk says the Loshen Maisa, Yisrael was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that Klai Yisrael should follow the Dinim, Asher Yason, Zulaf Nimesha Zadin, and the Loshen Asher Yason is teaching us that a person shouldn't only go according to the Din itself, and shouldn't go based on pure Din, but he should even go Lef Nimesha Zadin. And the Sefer Gilyonei Hashas for Rabbi Yisrael Engel, he explains, based on the Gemara Maseches Makos, that the Lashon Hasher is mashma, if you want to do this, you could do so, and that is Lefnim Meshuas Hadin, as Me'ika Adin, you don't have to do it, but if you want, you should do it. Even though it seems that the Torah is telling you that you have to do Lefnim Meshuas Hadin, the way we understand this is that we have mitzvahs where the Torah tells us that we must do a specific mitzvah, and then we have times where the Torah tells us that a person should do something, but it's not something that must be done, and it is optional. And before we continue, in Rashi Dino Maschel Beis Chayayim, we explain that Rashi says that it's referring to Talmud Torah. However, Ayin Rashi in Masechet Bava Metzi on Daf Lamed Beis, where Rashi explains that Beis Chayim is Lumud Lahem Umnas, is to teach them Umnas and to teach them a trade. Lispanis boy that she should have Panasa, Vichukas Viterius, Ksivi Bereshit Dekra, and I can't be talking about Beis Chayim about learning, because the Maisa that's stated at the beginning of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk already stated, Vizata Esem, Esachukim Vesaterius, and then the Torah states, Vaidat Lahem, and therefore it can't be that the Lashon Vaidat is going on the Torah. However, the Mephoshim explained that Rashi over here means that in din ekonami, a person has a responsibility to do chukim and tayres. However, the pasuk tells of vaydata, he should go and learn in a base medrash, and it should be in base chayehem. And also, ayin and Rashi at the top of the amid, bika chaylum v'kura, that Rashi brings for the Gemara Maseches Bar Metzia in Elul Metzias, that the Gemara asks, the lechayer, how can you say bika chaylum v'kura is learned out of this pasuk, if the pasuk already said esaderach, and we said that refers to gemilas chesed, and that includes bika chaylum v'kura. And the Gemara Maseches Bar Metzia explains that in ekonami, we learn out of the word esaderach, gemilas chesedim. However, from Lashon Yechel, we learn out bika chaylum, and that's referring to a special type of bika chaylum, which is talking about a person's ben gilai, v'neitel echa mishishim b'cholyav. Similarly, certainly the standard case of kfura is included in gemilas chesed. However, when the Gemara says that we learn out bar zu kfura, that is teaching us that even if it's a zakat ve'il l'chirich v'idai, that he is still obligated to go and bury someone. And the Gemara continues, Reish Lakish achplei din rel Rabbi Elazar. Reish Lakish went and showed his dina to Rabbi Elazar, and Taisa says, akate avitzarach l'migbar, and Rabbi Elazar was not an uman like Danku Isa, and he still had things to learn, and he wasn't someone that loitzrich l'migbar klal, as if he would have known everything, then it would be considered a inis l'divrei akol. Certainly he would be pata, and Amar Mal Yehu and Rabbi Elazar told Reish Lakish that it is a good coin, and it will be accepted. And Amar Leis, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Elazar, chazid aloch kasimchina, that you should know I'm relying on your word. And Amar Leis, Rabbi Elazar said to Reish Lakish, ki samchas lai ma'ile memra, what do you mean when you're telling me that you could rely on my word? The mishtakach bisha, that if you can find afterwards that's really a bad coin, bein lech lufalach, that you will come to me and claim that I will have to replace it for you, va'atu da'amrit rameyahu da'an din the gami, but you yourself said that it's only a shita of a yachid and the shita of rameyahu who holds that we're da'an din the gami, and my lav rameyahu v'le sphir lan kavase, and therefore you yourself hold that the only one that holds that da'an din the gami is rameyahu, and we don't pass like rameyahu, and therefore in this case it's no better than gami. When my side, I didn't physically damage this coin, and I didn't do anything to be mazik you, be a dayim, even though it's clear that if not for the fact I told you that this coin is good, you wouldn't have accepted it from the person that was buying merchandise from you or the person that was returning a loan to you. But the Maya said it's only a case of a gami, and therefore I would be pata. And on Malay, so Reish Lakish responded to Rabbi Elazar, boy, that's not what I meant, as when I said that Ramehi the Don Dina Gami, I meant to say that it's Rameya, Visfil and Kavase, and we actually pass like Rameya, and therefore since we paskin that Yichai for Gami, and therefore I'm giving you fair warning that if you're telling me that this is a good coin and I will go and accept it, then you will gird me this hesek, and therefore I'll come back to you, I will come to collect from you, and you will have to replace this coin for me. And keep in mind that from this Gemara it seems that the only reason why Rabbi Elazar would be chayav to Reish Lakish is because Reish Lakish gave him fair warning and he said chazid aloch kasabchina. But if Reish Lakish would have said that, it's mashma that Rabbi Elazar would not be chayav. And I intend to maschal ach v'din Rabbi Elazar, where Tais points out that even if Reish Lakish would have said aloch chazid aloch kasabchina, Rabbi Elazar would still be chayav. But then Tais brings from Rabbi Alfis Kasav that the only time that Rabbi Elazar would be chayiv is only if Reish Lakish actually gave him fair warning and he said chazid aloch kasabchina. And the Gemara continues, hi Rameya, you just mentioned that Rameya holds and is done din and dagami. Which Rameya are you referring to? And the Gemara will bring four different members of Rameya, and the Gemara brings a simon of dalad lamin mem and pei. And the Gemara asks, ilim Rameya de tnan, if you're going to say it's Rameya of the Mishnah Maseches Becherus and of Chavches that states donas hadin zikas achayiv chayiv zakai, if a dayan paskin wrong and in dinim mamnis he was mezakas someone that was chayiv and he was mechayiv someone that was really zakai or timei satar, or was mitami something that was really tar or tir satami, or he was mitayir something that was really tami masha also then his psak stands and therefore he caused a loss to that other person v'yishalim beisai and the dayan has to pay. And the Gemara's raya is that this mishnah is a stam mishnah and we know that a standard stam mishnah is rameya, and chayiv we see from this mishnah that rameya is done din dagami. This dayan wasn't mazik this person be a dayim, and he only caused the person to lose money based on his wrong psak, and therefore l'chir, from here we see that Rameh is done din l'gami. And the Gemara answers, ha'it ma'la, this is not the raya, as we learned on that Mishnah, Amar B'la, Amar Rav, that Rabbi B'la said the name Rav, who should not have anasim b'yad, that the only time the dayin is chayiv, only if the dayin actually had some part in the damage, and he actually caused this damage be a dayim to some degree. And Rashi explains, v'zika se chayiv, shahoy lo'y mashkin l'malvo mimenu, v'notol dayin l'mashkin v'chzir l'loyva, Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon gave a mashkin to Reuven. And this dayan said that Shimon is potter to pay Reuven. The dayan went and returned the mashkin to Shimon. In the case of a chayiv is a zakai, where Bezim was mechayiv someone that was really potter, not to biyad mama mina nitva v'shilim l'tabeya, that really Shimon did not owe this money to Reuven, and the dayan paskin wrongly, and he paskin that Shimon owes this money to Reuven, and the dayan actually took the money from Shimon and he gave it to Reuven. And Rashi continues that the case of Timei Satar is where Reuven came to the Dayan with a shaila regarding an item, and the Dayan said it's Tomei. In order to be mechazik his psak, the Dayan said, I'm so certain about my psak that he took a dead sheretz and he threw it on this item. And finally, Vitiya Satomei, where the Dayan was metayer something that was really Tomei, and once again, lechazik his dvarav, so the Dayan took these piris tmeirim, ba'orvinim shah piris isha shaylai, and he mixed it together with the rest of the piris of the person who asked him, v'havali oisim maisim b'dayim u'mazik, and therefore the Dayan actually did an action, and he was mazik this person. This Mishnah is not discussing a case of Garmi, and I entice Zima Masal Timei Satar, where Tais is bothered that the Gemara Masechta Zakin tells us, Hamitami Bamidami Bamanaseh B'shoyig is Pato, and Lachar over here, the Dayan didn't do this b'mezid, and why is the Dayan Chayiv? And Tais says, Hacha Islal Chiyube, Afagav the Shoyigu, Mahi Taimid the Mechayiv Hasim b'mezid, Lamad the Oma Hezek Shein Nikol Leish Mehezek, Kadesh Lehi Kolechav Echad Hoylech Mitami Tereish Shachavirai, so Hachinami Chayiv Kadesh Yidakvi B'din Yafa. Over here is a reason to Mechayiv the Dayan in order to make sure that every Dayan is much more careful as to how they paskin Lamad the Oma Nami Shmei Hezek. According to the Manda Omer that hold the Hezeshein Nikol Shmei Hezek, and the reason why by Shoyig Yipata is Kadesh Yidu, in order that the person will tell the other person that he was Mazakim, Hachal Chayiv, over here you're going to be Chayiv, the Lech Lamech Shalachi, as we're talking about a Dayan, and therefore we don't have to be Choshish, that he will not inform the person that he made a wrong psak. And as Taisa says, that feel of Tir Satame, the Irv and Piresov, Lech Lamech Shema Achkin Loyidu, Shein Tmeim, the Kimish Shadayan Zech Chacham or Bali Ra, Vadi Yedienu, and Taisa says, since this Dayan is a Chacham and he's a Bali Ra, so certainly he will tell him. It's interesting that Taisa doesn't say that this Dayan is a Tam Chacham and a Tzaddik, and the first member that we brought, which was trying to prove that Ramey is Don Din and Gami, is the Dalad, which stands for Don Asadin, and now the Gemara continues, El Harameya, that this is the Ramey that is Don Din and Gami, and the Gemara will bring the Lamed, which will stand for Litzboyloi Edaim, and the Gemara says, the Tnan, as we will see in the Mishnah on Daf Kufa and Beis, Litzboyloi Edaim, Vitzavu Shacha, Reuven goes over to Shimon, who is a dyer, and he gives him his wool in order to dye it red, and instead Shimon goes and dyes it black, or Shacha Vitzavu Edaim, or Reuven asks Shimon to dye it black, and instead Shimon dyed it red. Ramea holds that Shimon is chayib, and he has to pay Reuven for the value of his wool. And Ayin and Taisa Dima Maskel Shani Hasam Di Bidayim Ovid, where Taisa explains what the Havmin of Gemara is, and why the Gemara thought that this is a case of Dina de Gami. And Taisa explains, Mishum de Ein Hatzav Mishtana Miyad Kishneisim Samanim, de Ein Kri Latzav Miyad Ad Beiz Yom Moi Gimel, the Gorm Ba'almahu, even when Shimon places the wool together with the dye into a vat, the dye doesn't completely get absorbed by the wool for 2 or 3 days, and therefore the Gemara's Havmin is that this was not a Hezbi Yedayim, and it's only considered a Gami, and therefore we see that Rameya hold that Don Din Gami, as he says that the Dari is Chayiv to pay the value of the Tema back to Reuven, and the Gemara answers Hasim Kalbi Yedayim, that over there, since Lamaisa Shimon placed the wool together with the Dari into that, that is considered Yedayim, even though it does take some time for it to actually process. Once again, the Gemara was not able to bring a proof that Rameya is the Manda Omer as Don Din Gami, and the Gemara continues with the third proof, and this will be the mem. The first word that we will say is hamasachich, and the mem is the third of the simanim. And the Gemara says elahara meya, that this is the rameya that don din negami. The tnan, as we learned in Mishnah Maseches Klayim, hamasachich gafnai agabit tvorasu shechaveri. If someone spreads his grapevines on top of the grain of his friend hareza kiddush, then he causes it to become klayim v'chayiv, and therefore he'll be chayiv. And once again, Taisa is bothered that what's the havin of Gemara if l'chayir Reuven did a ma'aseh b'yadayim, as Reuven spread his grapevines on top of the tool of his friend, and he caused it to become klayim. Taisa continues in Dima Masal Shani Hasan Dima B'dayim Oved, that he says Mesachik Gafnoi Le Mazik Kol Kach B'dayim Kamoi B'tzem L'Tzavo Lefika Chivia Achakach, that even though we already gave a teretz B'negeya the first case of L'Tzbayle Edim B'tzavu Shachar, and over there we said that L'Maisa it's considered that he was Oved B'dayim, however the Gemara still had a Havmina that B'negeya klayim, where the din of klayim doesn't happen immediately when you go and you spread your grapevines over the grain of your friend, and the only time that it actually becomes klayim is only after it's Maisif Masayim, and therefore the actual creation of klayim really takes a very long time, and one may have thought that this is considered a grammar as it's not completely connected to the action of Reuven. Therefore the Gemara's Havmin is that since we found a Stam Mishnah and it says that Yechayiv, so we would say that this Stam Mishnah is going to Garmeya, and L'chir we see they don't do the Gami, and once again the Gemara answers Hasim Nami Ka'av B'Yadayim, that L'maisa that's a case where he did something B'Yadayim as Reuven took his grapevines and he actually spread it over the tool of his friend. Therefore, once again, from this Mishnah, Masechtas Klayim, you can't bring a raya that Ramei is the man Omer that Don Din the Gami. And finally, the Gemara brings the fourth of the Simanim, which is a pay, which stands for the word Nifritza. Before we begin, let's keep in mind that this actually will be a brisa. And even though there is no manda oma mentioned in this brisa, and there is no klal of stam brisa is rameya, I in the bottom tesis on the omid where he brings from beyond tam she'im mishnah b'shemokim el brisa he umikol mokim daik to astik rameya. And even so, we're going to be medayik that this is going according to shita rameya mikoyach he mishnah mesachtel el the pligi asam b'sefer rabbi Yisrael Shimon, that since we had the previous mishnah mesachich which was of mishnah mesachtes klayim, and although we didn't mention the end of the mishnah, but Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon arguing on Tanakama that mishnah, they hold that the owner of the vineyard that spread his vines over the grain will not be chayiv because in the ma'isa davishen shloi vim king brisa mechitzah karen k'Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon loy asya, and therefore the brisa that we will now bring cannot be going like the cheetah Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon look at Tanakama that who the high nekramei the stam mishnah ramei, therefore it must be that this brisa is going according to Tanakama of the mishnah mesechtes klayim. And of course, as we mentioned before, since the Tanakama the mishnah mesechtes klayim is brought down with our name, therefore it is a klal of stam mishnah ramei, and therefore it must be that the town of this brisa is also Rameya. And as our Gemara continues, Elohar Rameya, that where do we see the Rameya is done, Din the Rami, from this brisa, the Tanya, as we went to the brisa, Mechitza Kerem Shenifritza, Reuven has a field right next to Shimon's field, and Reuven plants vines in his field, and Shimon plants grain in his field. Then the din is that if there is no Mechitza between the two fields, then Reuven, who owns the vines, has to be machik his vines 4 amos away from the grain of the other person's field, which is the standard amount that a person needs in order to tend to the vineyard. However, as Rashi brings at the bottom of our Amid, Mechitza Kerem, Kaim Alon, Hoyageda Bein Taim, if there was a fence between the two fields, Zesamech Zroyim Legeda Mikan, then Shimon is allowed to place his Tzvua right next to the Geda, the Zesamech Kefanim Legeda Mikan, and Reuven could go and place his vineyard right next to the Geda from the other side. The Braisa tells us that if this Geda falls down, and we continue on that Kofa Mebez, Oyim Loi Gedar, then Shimon, who is the owner of the field of grain, tells Reuven, who is the owner of the vineyard, you are damaging me, as at this point my Zroyim will become Klayim, and therefore you have an obligation to fix this Geda and to rebuild this Geda. And the Braisa continues, Nifritza, if it breaks down once again, then once again the owner of the field of grain will tell the owner of the vineyard that you have to go and rebuild this fence. Rashi explains that, of course, if Reuven, who owns the vineyard, will build this fence quick enough, then no hezek will occur. And as Rashi says, as the only way that Klayim can occur is only if the Tefuah continues growing and it grows more than 1/200, and therefore it's not going to be bottled any longer in the original Tefuah that was there. And therefore, of course, it makes sense for Reuven to rush and make sure to put up a Geda once again. And the Braisa tells us, if Reuven doesn't listen to the warnings that Shimon gave him and he doesn't replace the fence, and as Rashi says, and the Tefuah of Shimon continues to grow and is now too much to be bottled in the original Tefuah, therefore Harei Kiddush, the Tefuah becomes Klayim, and Reuven will be chayiv to pay Shimon for his damages. And even though in this case Reuven didn't go and do any action, and instead he actually was meinea from building a fence, and therefore it's only a din of gami, still we see the Rameya hold that Yichai Bachrusai. From this price, so we're able to prove that it is Rameya who is done din of gami. And keep in mind that we explained the Gemara based on Shitas Taisvis on the top of Kufam Beis, where Taisvis bothered Al Khira, why is the Balakarim the one that's chayiv to refix this Geda? If L'chayr, the Bala Tfua also is causing the Kerem to become Klayim as well, and L'chayr, both of them should have the same obligation, and why is one considered more of the Mazik than the other? And Ayin Tezu points out, who am Mazik, the Dal Amishamu L'hachik, who b'shvila b'edis HaKerem. And other Rishayim explain that we're talking about a case where there are vines and there are no grapes, and therefore Reuven did not actually have a loss at all, and that's why he is considered a Mazik, as he caused a loss to Shimon, and Shimon didn't cause any loss to Reuven. And yet others say that a Stam Sada is for Zroyim, and therefore the Balak Kerem is actually going into a spot where the standard is to use of his Zroyim, and therefore he's the one that's Chayiv Ligdar. Taz then continues and says, V'hod ha'nokad oim loy gedar, v'loy nokad Chayiv Ligdar, as nir l'ri, l'fi shetzarech l'hasos boy, as there's a Chayiv for the Bal HaSada to actually warn the owner of the vineyard, and if he doesn't warn him, ein Chayiv Bachrusai, then Reuven will not be Chayiv to pay for any damages. No, l'hochi nokad nami tre zimni nifritza oim loy gedar, da'af pap shenis nifritza tzarech l'hasos boy, as the Balak Kerem doesn't know that he's chayiv to go and create the fence every single time that it breaks down. And the Ri is misupik if the owner of the Kerem would have to be warned a third time or only twice. And Ayin Taisa brings for a Beinotam that the reason why the Gemara brings twice implies that Nifritza'im Lai Gadar is in order to teach us that even if between the two times that the fence was broken down, the grains grew, and between both times there was Taisus Masayim, we would still not say that the grains become Asa and the grains become Klayim. As Taisus says, that since you built the wall up in between, therefore, Kama Batla, and then Taisus continues and gets into the idea as to when we say the concept of Kama Batla and when we don't say such a concept. Also, in Taisus Dino Maskal and the Siayish Men of Lai Gadra, Taisus points out, Dapkin the Siayish, it's only because the Balakaram was in Siayish and he ignored Shimon's warnings and he wasn't rebuilding the wall. Aval Mlein the Siayish for Isa Kol Shal Ligda, but if he wasn't in Siayish and he's continuously building the wall, Aval Pisha Isa Messiah Mutta, even if it would be Mesa Messiah, the greens and the vineyard would not become Asa. Taisus states, Mishim Nichsil, Le Sizra Kamacha, Mashmas, Ria Dinichle, that the only way that the din of Klein would apply is only when it's growing and the person Nicha that should be growing as a mixture. However, since he's involved with building this wall, therefore we see that he's not Nichle, and therefore it would not become Asar. And finally, we found in the last two Gemaras the Lashon of Kiddush regarding Klayim, and Rashi brings down in Mesechta Bava Basra that the Lashon of Kiddush had Tfuim, Hoysa Masayim, and Lishna Lekronakat as the Pasuk regarding Klayim states, Pentuktash. And let us begin the new Mishnah, and we already saw this Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Chesam and Beis, and the top of Daf Tzadik Tesam and Aleph regarding the Shaila of Uman Koyna Bishvach Kli or not. And the Mishnah states, Hanoisin Semelet Saba Vikdichu Yoyra Noisle Dmei Tzamrei, that if Reuven gave his wool to Shimon, who is a dyer, and Shimon places it in a pot, and Shimon burns the wool of Reuven, and Shimon is chayiv to pay back the value of the wool to Reuven. According to the Mandamah, the Uman Koyna Bishvach Kli, we could even be talking about a case where the wool already became dyed, and even though the wool was already dyed at the point that Shimon causes damage, Shimon is only going to be chayiv for the value of the wool because Uman Koyna Bishvach Kli. And as we saw in Daf Tzadik Tesamnal, that Shmuel explained that according to the Mandamah, that in Uman Koyna Bishvach Kli, the way to understand our Mishnah is that immediately upon the wool going into the pot, it already became ruined, and that is why Shimon will only be chayiv to pay for the value of the wool. But Ein Chanami, according to the Manda Amar, that Ein Uman Koyna Bishvach Kli, then certainly if the wool already was dyed at the time that Shimon caused the Sezik, then Shimon would be responsible to pay to Reuven the value of dyed wool. And the Mishnah continues, Tzavu Karor, if Shimon dyes it, but he dyes it improperly, and he dyes it with inferior dyes, and as the Gemara will explain, that we're talking about that residue material of the dyes, which doesn't dye it properly and doesn't dye it as deeply as regular dye. So in this case, lemaisa, the wool is be'en, and it's dyed wool at this point. And as Rashi says, in this case, he's mazik b'kavanahu, he was mazik Reuven b'yadayim and b'kavanah, and therefore all would agree that Shimon, who is the dyer, would be yadayim al tachtayna, and he will not be able to get his full value and his full payment that he was promised in order to dye this wool, and all he will be able to get is as if he was someone that was yoyel tech stechaveri, and he'll be able to get either the yitzir or the shvach, whichever one is less. And as the Mishnah states, mashvach yesal yitzir, noisle yitzir, if the increased value of the wool based on it being dyed is greater than the expenses that Shimon expended in order to dye it, then Reuven would be chayiv to pay for the expenses of Shimon, v'mi yitzir yitzir ala shvach, and if the value of the wool is less than the actual expenses that Shimon expended, then noisle yitzir shvach, then Reuven will only have to pay for the increased value of his wool, and he won't have to pay for the expenses that Shimon expended, even though Shimon expended more money. And what is included when calculating the value of his expenses? In Rashi, Masechta Bava Metzia states, Hayitzia v'loy mashuroya b'kablonis David Tvei, that certainly Shimon will not be paid based on the wages that he should have gotten in delivering a product of good value. And instead, as Rashi says in Masechta Zavei Dezara, he will only get the value of the actual dye, the eitzib, as well as the wood that he used in order to burn the dye, v'schar pe'ula, and he will also get the schar of a worker, k'schir yoyim, like a regular day worker, v'loy schar sholim k'moy shehisni moy, and not the value of what they made up originally. And Rashi points out that certainly in this case, since the Uman did what he was told, and he actually dyed it, but he just didn't dye it properly, ultimately he didn't make a shinui in the tzema, and therefore this Uman was not koyna the tzema, and he would actually return the actual wool to the original owner. And as Rashi also states, that in this case, the Mishnah did not say that he should give back the value of the tzema, and as Rashi says, v'dumit samri le'oma d'nesev, to lick the iu shvacha the tzema, and therefore Shimon will actually be koyna the increased value of the wool, the b'tzevesh hisni m'itzava, v'lekishnui d'nikne, and therefore Shimon wasn't koyna through any shinui. And the Mishnah continues, and let's remember that we said before him for our mayor that kol mishana midas bailov nikri gazlin, if the dyer is mishana from the das bailim, then he's considered a gazlin, and therefore if he actually created a shinui, then the gazlin was actually koyna this wool. And And therefore, the Mishnah states, "Let's buy the Adam v'tzavi shachu, shachu v'tzavi Adam." If Reuven gave the wool to Shimon in order to dye it red, and instead Shimon dyed it black, or Reuven gave wool to Shimon to dye black, and instead Shimon dyed it red, Rabbi Meir Oimer nicely to meet Samurai. So Rabbi Meir says that Shimon was koiner through shinui, and since he was mishana midas balabayis and he's a gazlan, therefore he was koiner tzema, and therefore all Shimon would have to give back to Reuven the value of white wool and not any other value. And as Rashi states in our Mishnah, koni b'shinu l'ramei avle yavle el demit samrei avloy demit shvachoi oizay yitin shchori mishalem. Or if Reuven chooses to pay the full value and the full wages that he owes to Shimon, then he could do so, and then he'll be able to take the tzema that was improved. And the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda states, im hashvach yes al yitzia noisle yas yitzia vim yitzia zeir al hashavach noisle yas hashavach. Yehuda holds that we knash Shimon and shloy hechayti nischa since he was mishana, and therefore we say that his yod is al tachtoina, and he won't be able to have enough from the shvach. And as Rashi says, va'agrinami kul leyishkol, and therefore Shimon will not be able to get his full wages el yitzia vim yitzia zeir al hashvach yitle yas hashvach shesh biyachas etzema. And Rashi continues, vim yitzia los zeschori kagoyin shesh shvach yis al aschar yitin zchori. If this dyed wool is actually more valuable than the wages that Shimon will receive, and Reuven can decide that he'll pay the wages of Shimon, he won't pay Shimon for the increased value of the tzemer. In our Rashi, it seems that Rashi is calling schar the same thing as yitzia, and as we mentioned from Rashi, Maseches Avodah Zarah, l'chir yitzia and shvach are two different concepts, v'tzarech bia and ayin sham. And the Gemara begins and discusses the second case of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated tzavu karor, and Rashi explained k'may karor with an ayin, which means that was disgusting and it wasn't as beautiful as it should have been. And the Gemara asks, my kar, what does it mean when the Mishnah stated Lashon kar? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rab Bachana, kalbus, it's referring to kalbus. And the Gemara asks, my kalbus, and what does that mean? Amar Rab Bashmul. So Rab Bashmul tells us, and we continue at Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, that this refers to Kafra Duday, and as Rashi says, Kinech Boyesayera, Kleima Bishiori Tsevish, and Shtairi Biyeri Tsavai, and Rashi says, Kufr is Lashon Kinuach. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that if Shimon went and cleaned out the bottom of the pot and the bottom of the vat in which he made the dye, and this residue in the pot was an inferior quality, when using this residue dye in order to dye an item, it actually will make it a lighter color than the standard color of that dye, and we will stop over here.